First to California, where the Woolsey Fire is still burning in the south. In the north, Butte County officials say there are now more than 300 people missing from the campfire. And there are questions about whether equipment from the utility company PG&E may have ignited that fire, and questions about whether the company is being held accountable for its role in other fires. Last week, the company told state regulators that one of its transmission lines had an outage around the time when and the location where the campfire is thought to have started. And this week, campfire survivors sued PG&E, saying it failed to maintain its equipment. Well, PG&E's stock dropped more than 20% yesterday when the company said its insurance wouldn't cover billions of dollars in liability if it is found responsible. Dale Kassler has been covering all of this for the Sacramento Bee. Dale, bring us up to speed. It's common for tree limbs to hit power lines and cause sparks that cause fires. This has been an ongoing concern.
It absolutely has, Robin. Last fall, when the horrific fires hit the wine country and killed more than 40 people, PG&E's equipment has been found responsible for a majority of those fires, and the company is facing in excess of $10 billion in liability from those fires. The company has started a preemptive program to trim tree limbs more aggressively and to actually do preemptive power outages when the winds kick up. In fact, they had one of those about a month ago. Yeah. They thought about doing one last week and canceled it because they thought the winds had subsided. So PG&E is really up to its neck in wildfire issues, and it looks like here we go again.
So the company is making the case that it's doing the best it can, that, in fact, one of the biggest problems here is climate change and the increasing heat, the winds that whip up these embers. But your colleagues at the San Jose Mercury News write to say, remember, PG&E is a convicted felon for its negligence in the 2010 San Bruno gas line explosion that killed 8 people. And I guess there are questions about what else the company can do. Can it put these lines underground? I mean, what else can it do? What's the thinking? Is it up against an insurmountable problem? Or is there more that it could be doing?
I mean, they have, you know, thousands and thousands of miles of power lines. And I know it's been suggested about planting the lines underground. That's a long-term solution, certainly, that the company has discussed. But that's not going to happen tomorrow. You know, for the immediate future, you're talking about power lines strung together overhead by power poles.
So what do you think will happen here? They are saying they won't be able to pay, but people who've lost homes are suing.
Well, exactly. And nobody's quite sure where this is going to go. And a couple of months ago, Governor Brown signed into law some legislation which gives PG&E and other utilities a partial protection against liability if it's found that the company was not negligent. The Public Utilities Commission could allow the utility to pass on at least some of the costs to ratepayers as opposed to the shareholders. So it's at least partial protection, but it doesn't kick in until January of 2019. So that doesn't do the company much good for the fire that's burning right now. It's also worth remembering that PG&E has gone bankrupt before. PG&E went bankrupt in 2001 during the energy crisis when its reserves were kind of bled dry by Enron and the other wholesalers, and the light stayed on.
Well, was that because taxpayers, you know, bailed the company out? I mean, are you looking at Californians both suing this company for what they see as negligence and then potentially having to help bail the company out?
Well, there was no bailout in 2001. The creditors, the energy sellers, took kind of a haircut. I don't think the legislature is going to be in any mood to fork over money for PG&E. But it is possible, at least with future wildfires, that ratepayers could be facing higher monthly utility rates. Everybody seems to acknowledge that, I hate the phrase, but yeah, this is the new normal. With climate change and other factors, the summers get drier and hotter, and the fires get worse and worse.
Well, and you mentioned the law that Governor Brown signed recently, and some people are calling that a utility bailout. And one of your legislators there, Senator Jerry Hill, says that maybe PG&E has to be split up. Is there any thinking of that?
I don't think it's, I mean, it was definitely a controversial bill, and it was labeled a bailout by critics. I'm not sure anybody has demonstrated what good it would do to split up PG&E. I mean, I guess presumably two smaller companies could do a more efficient job of maintaining the power lines and the transformers and all that, but I don't know that that's proven fact either.
Doesn't sound like there's a good solution here.
No, there's no easy solution because the fire season's getting longer and longer. I mean, it's November out here. It's actually cold. This isn't happening in August.
Yeah, and a reminder that people are in tents and things, and they're cold.
Exactly.
And they'll need their utility.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Kassler of the Sacramento Bee, thanks so much.
Thank you.